வந்தேகம்
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 17, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: If someone is ignorant and addicted to the path of samsara, how can one who is actually learned, merciful, and advanced in spiritual knowledge engage him in fruitive activity and thus further entangle him in material existence? If a blind man is walking down the wrong path, how can a gentleman allow him to continue on his way to danger? How can he approve this method? No wise or kind man can allow this.
Kastanga sayana tadabhigya vipasti abhidyayam antare vartamanam drishtya punastam saghina kubuddhi prayojayet patavam anam. So, one person is utpatagam yatha andham. Another person is vipasti kagabhigya. Two classes of men, generally. One who knows the things as they are, and one who does not know what is the value of life, how to make progress. So one does not know and one knows. So naturally, there must be two classes of men. To make real social progress or anything, actually we see that there are a class of men in the school, colleges, universities, who can teach, and class of men who are taught. So without these two classes of men, how society can make progress? But the modern theory is classless society. Modern rascal theory is classless society. There is no need of teacher, or there is no need of higher class, or there is no need of one class. Therefore, it falls down. Even in socialistic country like Russia, first of all they wanted to make classless society. Later on, they have made a manager class and worker class. Because this is not possible. If you want to manage things, there must be two classes of men, and two classes can be divided into so many other classes. Therefore, the intelligent way of civilization is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Chaturvarnam maya system, guna karma vibhavas. There must be four classes. In order to manage things very nicely, you cannot make classless society. Four classes, the most intelligent class, brahmana, and then next intelligent, the kshatriyas, and the next intelligent, the Vaishyas, and the last one who has no intelligence, Shudra. These four classes must be there. Without this division of classes, society who will guide them. At the present moment, without any class, the government has made adult vote. Anyone who is above certain age, say 18 years or 20 years, he can vote. But there is no class. This class can vote, this class cannot vote. There is no such thing. Anyone who is above 18 years old, he is competent to cast his vote. And people are not educated in this division, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. They are all classless. Classless means fools, rascals, Shudras. If you classify means here is intelligent class, here is next class, here is next. If you don't classify, then means Shudra. So Shudras, they have got votes. Similarly, what they will elect? They will elect another rascal, that's all. Big rascal. A small rascal and big rascal, that's all. Therefore, in the Bhagavad it is said, Savir Varaha Ustrakkhavai Samstuta Purusha Poshu. Here is our president, here is our prime minister, but what is he? He is elected by the Shudras, so he is a big Shudra, that's all. How can you expect nice things? If you say, now he is elected president, he is so much honored, and exalted post, His Excellency. The Bhagavad said, yes, this is all good, but by whom he is praised? Savire varaha ustrakkharayu samstuta purusha poshu. Just like lion. Lion is very strong animal. He is considered to be the king of the forest. So, all other small animals, they are very much afraid of, very respectful. But does it mean, because he is lion, he is not an animal? He is an animal. He may be lion, very powerful, very strong, he can subdue others, but that does not mean he is any advanced, intelligent person like Brahmana or Kshatriya. This is going on. The Bhagavad therefore says, Savire Varaha Ustrakkharai Samstuta Purusha Poshu. Anyone, if he is not Krishna conscious, he is a poshu. Anyway, because human life is meant for that purpose. Tapo dibbama putra kajina suddheta satta. Otherwise he is animal. So this is going on at the present moment. Some small animal accepting one big animal as leader. So both of them, all of them are animals. But this is not social system. The social system, as Krishna says, chaturvarnamaya system. You cannot violate the laws given by Krishna, God. You must make train, just like you are training some men as engineers, some men as medical men, some men as lawyers, some men as technologists. There are so many divisions in the society. Therefore, similarly, if you want to make the human society perfect, then you must have these four classes of men. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Otherwise there is no person. If you make all classes one, very liberal, very good idea, There is no classification. No, there must be class. But that classification is not by birth. That is not by birth. Guna karma vibhag. Krishna never said this classification should be by birth. No. Janmana jayate shuddha. By birth, everyone is just a shuddha. That is to be accepted. Even if one is born in a Brahmin family, he is to be accepted as shudra. Janmana, by birth. Otherwise, why, if a person is born in a Brahmin family, he requires to be educated, he requires to be initiated, sacred said, sanskarat bhavidhijo. There must be sanskar. If he is born Brahmana, then why there is no need of sanskar? There is no need of education. Suppose a person is born the son of high court judge. Does it mean that he is high court judge? No. He requires education, he requires training, but he has a good chance to become a high court judge. Because his father is high court judge, he knows how to train his son, how to educate him, how to become a lawyer, and he has got influence in government, society, he can recommend him. He has got a chance to become a high court judge. But not that because he is born of a father who is high court judge, therefore he is. And that is why. A person born in Brahmana family, if that family is strictly following the Brahminical rules and regulations, in this Shastra it is said that in higher section, Brahmana especially, if Garbhadhan samskar is not observed, the whole family immediately becomes Shudra. He cannot be called even Brahmana. That is the intention. Samskara dhavidhija, dasavidha samskara, that must be strictly observed, otherwise he is Shudra. Shudra has no samskara. Shudra has only one samskara, marriage. And the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they have got dasavidha samskara. Before birth, when the child is in the womb, there is ceremony. Then when he is born, there is ceremony. When he is little born, little, just like Parikshit Maharaj, when he was born, immediately all the Brahmins came, Japakarma ceremony. A child is born, there will be some puja part, and then there will be horoscope made immediately. In what moment this child is born, what will be his feature? All the Brahmins made immediately horoscope. You'll find in this Bhagavad. This is called samskara. Not that like cats and dogs that are born without any sanskar, and because he is born in a certain family, he becomes Brahman, Kshatriya. No. That's not. So, there must be a first-class man in the society, Samao, Damao, Titikha. Where is that education in the institution at the present moment? That here is a school where education is given how to become a Brahmin. This is Kali Yuga. Nobody will go there. Nobody. If you start a school, I was thinking, now just like we are starting this Gurukulam, to train small children how to become Brahmachari. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanta Guru Hitam. But I am very doubtful whether people will send their children here. Because Before starting this movement, I wanted some boys from respectable family. They give me your one son. I shall train him how to become Brahmana, how to become preacher. Nobody will. They said, Swamiji, what they will be by becoming, because they have seen the so-called Brahmin begging, no education, and there is no begging, then stealing, then cheating. The gentleman sees that this is Brahman, the society. You will find in Vrindavan so-called Brahman Pandit, Pandas, no education, and they do everything. It is known to everyone. So because there is no training, Pandas, they were guiding the tourists or the visitors. They were trained up Brahmin Pandits. Now, practically, higher section of the society, they do not come. One gentleman asked me in Delhi in the beginning, "Hey, Swamiji, why you have made Vrindavan as your headquarters? Because they have got a very bad experience." So, in the Vrindavan city, you see how they are neglected. We are a little far off from the city. You go, how they are neglected city. No up-to-date gentleman can go there. Because the culture is lost. And from big Gosai's family, they are becoming rogues and thieves. Because training is not there. Training the first class man to train them. So, therefore it is our little attempt that to train some boy to become first class character, samadhamatitikha, that is required in the society. Simply all fourth class, fifth class men, how the society will improve, that is not possible. And therefore, kastam sayam tad vrigga vipaschi, abhidyayam antare vartamanam. The one who is actually educated in the basic knowledge, how he can say that you are all right? He cannot say. He gives chance for being trained to be free from the avidya. Avidyayam antare. Sarira avidya jaya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Sarira avidya jaya. This material body is a network of avidya, ignorance. Sarira avidya jaya. Jarendriya taheka. On account of this body of avidya, ignorance, the blunt senses are simply, they have been described sometimes as kalasatva. Kalasatva indriya patali. Duddanta indriya kalasatva patali. So, therefore, yoga system is recommended to control this kalasatva, the indriya. Yoga indriya sattva. Real yoga, ordinary. Yoga. Nobody is getting that yoga siddhi, astra siddhi. Generally, the so-called yogis, they show some asana, dhyana, dharana, pranayama. But that is meant for controlling the senses. Yoga, indriya. Without sense control, nobody can make any progress in human life. Tapasya is called tapasya. So yoga is also another tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena. So any path you take, the brahmacharya first thing. Without brahmacharya, there is no question of tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena dhamena va. Tyagena satta saucha bhyam jamena niyamena va. This is human life. This is human life. Not that upstart, coolies, rascals, shudras, that is human society. That is dog society. That is not human society. Human society must be intelligent class of man. They train the other people. Everything is required. The Kshatriya is required, the Vaishya is required, the Shudra is also required. Just like it is given in the Shastra that to keep a fully equipped body, there must be head, there must be arm, there must be belly, there must be leg. Leg is also required. Not that simply brain is required. Brain is required to direct the leg. Go this way, go that way. And then in that sense, Shudra is your brain cannot walk. The leg will walk. So the brain will give direction. The hand will give protection. Everything is required. Therefore, we have named this Krishna consciousness society. That society means all classes of men required. But we train them how to make life perfect. That is what. Not that one-sided, simply Brahman. That variety. This is called variety. Not nirvishesha classes. No Brahman required, no Shudra required, not everything is required. Everything is required, but they should be properly trained now. So one class man, first of all teacher, they require. Therefore, the Brahmin class must be there. I mean to say, the properly trained up Brahmana, not by caste Brahmin or Samadhamakutis. Otherwise, where is the ideal class will teach? And it is the business of Brahmana to teach. Those who are Shudras, avidyamantare vartamana, how they can teach? They cannot teach. Therefore, Brahman business is pathan, pathan, jajan, jajan, dana, pratigraha. Six, satkarma nipuna vipra. Mantra tantra vishara. Still, if he is not a Vaishnava, a Vaishnava, guru, na sasya, if one is qualified Brahmana, but mantra tantra vishara, everything is well equipped, but if he is not a Vaishnava, if he is impersonalist, Mayavadi, he cannot teach. Avaishnava guru manusya. He cannot be guru. Asad Vaishnava sapacha guru. And if a person born in a family of dog eaters, sapacha, means chandal. There are many kinds of meat eaters. So the class of men who are dog eaters, they are the lowest. They are the lowest. Chandal. So, if a person born in a dog eater's family, he can be also trained up. Sat Vaishnava Sapacha Guru. The Guru does not mean a rascal. A Sapacha, a person born in the family of Sapacha, he can be also trained up to become Vaishnava. That is also a claim by Krishna, Marhi Pathava Pasitta, Jitisu Pahujunaya. This person who is born in the Sapacha family, Chandal family, is called Papajuni. Juni means mother, and Bija means father. Bija may be nice, but if the Juni is not nice, that is called Varnasanka. These are the things. Yathabhijam tathajam. They must be equally qualified. Anyway, so Papajani, born in the Umbake, low class journey. But he can be trained. How? Manihi partha vapasitya. If he takes to Krishna consciousness, then he can be trained. There is no harm. Krishna says, Mani Partho Bapasu. So, if we take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, then we can become first-class man. There is no doubt about it. Otherwise, Krishna says, Te vijanti parangati. So do you think parangati is available for the third class, fourth class, last class man? No. Krishna says another place, these things have to be studied very minutely. Jisavanta katam paham, jananam punyakarmanam, te dandamaharu, bhunam janmanamante, jnanamanam prapadyate. So one has become Vaishnava. Does it mean he is full steed? No. Training. Training is there. Otherwise, how Krishna recommends? Jipisu papajuna. Pipijanti papa. To become high court judge, does it mean it is ordinary qualification? If you say that that man has become high court judge, and the other man who has seen him before, that he is born. No. How he can become high court judge? No, he is born of a very low class family. No, he has become high court. No, I don't believe. No, I have seen it. This is possible. It is not that because one is born in low class family, he cannot become high court judge or he cannot become a Vaishnava. He can. So Sanatana Goswami recommends, Tathadikha vidhanena dijattam jayate nina. Tathadikha vidhanena. If dikha vidhan, initiation process is done nicely from the right person, there are so many shastras. Suddhanti jadupasraya sraya kiratahunanda kudinda pukkasa abhirasumba javanakasada jenni chupava jadupasraya sraya suddhanti. These are things are there. So, by the disciplic succession, by the instruction of the Goswamis, everyone can be purified, because they will properly train up. Avidya antare vartamana, they will not misguide. Dishtapunastam saghuna kubuddhi, mercy. Never mind. But there is no disqualification because one is low born and high. Everyone can take, but he must follow the direction of the proper guide. It's like we say, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex. If he follows the rules and regulations and chants Hare Krishna under the guidance of proper spiritual master, then everything will be all right. He'll know all. Sudra or Chandal, he'll become Chandala Vidyasastra, Hari Bhakti Parah. By advancing Krishna consciousness, he can be raised to the highest form. So, it is the duty of the guide not to engage him in lower class occupation. Therefore, there must be a class of men, first class, who can teach the society how to advance in human civilization. Thank you very much.